Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the new GTLD Review Group call on the 25th of February 2013. On the call today, we have Yolande Dupereau, Devin Antaloxing, Olivier Crépin-Leblond, Adela Dansu, Fatima Tassé-Sela, and Kenny Huang. We have an apology from Seth Rees. From staff, we have Silvia Vivanco and myself, Natalie Perrigan. I would like to remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. The recording and transcript of this call will be available within the next 24 to 72 hours. The staff will therefore be taking action items only, and I'll put them on the wiki after the call. Thank you for that, and over to you, Dev.
Okay, thank you very much, Natalie. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. My name is Steven Antaloxin. This is the review group call for the 25th of February. So one of the standing items for us in all review group calls is that there's a review update of any review group statement of interest where anyone can make a declaration or it's of any potential conflict of interest or statement of interest regarding any of the new GTLD applicants that we are considering. So are there any, does anybody have any updates to their statements of interest or conflicts, potential conflicts of interest to which to inform the review group about? Going once, twice. Okay, thanks everyone. And this is we last had our last call on Friday, the 22nd of February, and on that call, we decided that the statements, the generic draft statement for the five applications for health, and I'm counting the IDN application, that needed further refinements in order to be considered to be ready to be duplicated into separate objection statements for real-world review. My ultimate deadline was for to say that these statements have to be in a full form ready to be ready today, and that's what we plan to do on this call. Several pen holders were assigned to update on the generic statement, and I asked review group members to review the Google Doc and assist the pen holders. And I would like to just thank the pen holders who have really been working very hard over the weekend, Justine Chu, Adela Dansu, and Seth Rees. I've noticed comments in the Google Doc indicating that people like Gart Bruin, Fatimata, and Eduardo have been making comments on the Google Doc. So this mid-morning I started separating the statements into separate objection statements. You would find these objection statements on the wiki page for this call. I'll just post the link there. So the decisions we have to make is to we obviously review these documents and decide whether they are ready for whether the review group will approve these for release. So just a reminder what has to happen here. There are five objection statements. There are four applications for that are applying for Dot Health, and an application for IDN string called Yangqing, which I hope I'm pronouncing correctly, but it's from the applicant Stable Tone Limited, and there's been some discussion as to whether, does Yangqing, does the IDN translate into healthy or health? And some of the feedback we have gotten was that the two characters used in the IDN application can be used as both a noun and an adjective. So that's why it was included as part of the original objection statement. That was because the objection comment also targeted this application. So, I should say that, sorry about that. Sorry, hold on a minute. So one other thing, there was two more comments that were received by the review group. One was a comment by Antoine, in terms of the in a response to God, who was raising a question as to essentially why is IMA only focusing on health and not other terms that have been applied for, such as medical, healthcare, doctor, dentist, and so forth. Antoine has posted a response onto the review group mailing list. I believe also there was also a comment from one of the applicants, Dot Health Limited, that was sent to, I think it was sent to Adela and to the rest of the review group. It was a fairly lengthy comment, but again, my thinking, and again, others can disagree, is that we are trying to, since we're trying to draft this statement based on the evidence that we got as of the comments that we got as of the time we decided to draft the statement, we should probably not really consider this, but make these statements fully available for real review if we decide to release the statements. Right. So, does anybody have any questions, comments, observations? Adela, go ahead.
No, this is Fatimata.
Oh, no, sorry, Fatimata. Please, go ahead.
It is regarding Gar's comments that have, and also the question is asking, why are we only focusing on dark health? And for me, the answer is quite clear, that we didn't get any comments on the other stream. So was our mission to look around and see what is good or right and then make recommendations to ALAC or wait for the comments and review them and make recommendations?
This is Dave. Thanks, Fatimata. Well, just to clarify, there's only 12 outcomes here that could happen. One, we agree to release the statements as they are, and I hope persons have been reading the statements over the weekend and looking at the final one right now. If we agree that those statements are ready for RALO review, what happens is then we have to then submit that to the RALOs, the five applications, the objection statements on community grounds against these five applications, and then the RALOs have about a week to tell ALAC whether they approve or disapprove. And then the ALAC then has to consider the advice of the RALOs. Okay. So you, do you follow, Fatima?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I made the suggestion of having the five application, and I agreed with drafting, and I already made my comment. So.
Okay. So your comment. Okay. Just to be clear, this is Dave again. Sorry, is that you think that all the five statements should go out, including the idea one, to the RALOs,
yes,
for review.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Let me ask other persons. Adela, as one of the pen holders and who has been working on these documents. What are your thoughts regarding the final objection statements and all of the interactions of the review group and so forth?
Thank you, Dev. This is Adela speaking. Well, of course, working on these statements as much as I could, I would like to see some results and the opinions of the railroads and the ALAC if our statements are sustainable or not. So we did our best. Now it's up to the others to consider them.
Okay.
My opinion. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Adela. I'm going to be asking all the review group members on this call. So, Eduardo, your thoughts of the objection statements as they are, and you know what, the summary of what you know all the comments received from Antoine in response to Gart's query. What are your feelings?
This is Eduardo for the record. I think, you know, the main question I had was the IDN 1, and it was answered that, you know, it could be a noun or an adverb or adjective, I believe it is. So other than that, you know, I'm with Adela. You know, let's rather decide what they want to do after this. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you, Eduardo. Let's see. Well, Fatima, you said you're ready that you want, just to confirm, confirm for the transcript record, in looking at the five objections, have you looked at the five objection statements and think it's in a form ready for real review? Just to confirm for
yes.
The record, I believe you said yes, but I just want to be...
Yes, Fatima, for the record, I said yes.
Okay. Thank you, Fatima. Let's see. Who else is there? Kenny, what are your thoughts? Star 7 to unmute. No, Kenny, we can't hear you. Star 7 to unmute. Oh, I see. Kenny's on the AC room. We have to really... All right. Well, can staff... While staff works with Kenny to get his microphone connected to the AC room. Yuro, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, thank you, Dev. This is Yuro Lansipura for Transcript Record. Yeah, I agree with Adela and Eduardo. I think that these objections are sustainable, and so let's get them to the railroads.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Yuro. All right. Let's see. Well, I kind of wanted to get Kenny Huang's opinion on this. And if he has any questions or does he agree with it or not. Let's see. Kenny is saying agree. Okay, so Kenny agrees that the statements are ready for release. I would say ready for to be submitted to the Railroads for review. Okay. Okay. All right. So, So with 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, five persons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 persons. I believe actually, Eduardo, that'll be good for the transcript record. Maybe I should have done that at the very outset. So can you put tick marks to say, okay, the statements are ready for railroad review? Okay, I'm seeing 1, 2, 3 from a three from Adela, and I believe Kenny has also indicated, agree on the chat that he has agreed. Oh, Aziz is now entering the chat. The call. Aziz, are you hearing me? Okay. Well, while Aziz gets onto the call, just to confirm something here, so and just to make sure everybody understands.
Hello.
Aziz.
I am here. Okay.
Ah.
Yes.
Dan, how are you? Great.
Excuse me.
Excuse me for the delay.
I'm fine.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I hope you had a chance to review the objection statements on the Google Doc. The question that's been before the review group is whether to make available the 5 objection statements against the 4 applications for Dot Health and the IDN at Yangqing for the Relo review. I don't know if you have any, you want to see, have any thoughts about that, or whether you agree or disagree with that. Shall I give you a few minutes, or?
Yes, a few minutes, please, because I don't have any idea for the moment.
Okay. Well, if you go to the agenda page, you will see the 5 statements.
Yes.
Okay.
But this day I was in the embassy and I don't have my visa to go to Dubai. I have a very problem. But you can continue it and I hear you.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Just to confirm to the rest of the review group what the next steps are. I covered this before, but just to repeat and make sure we understand it. Because one of the next steps is that since we are releasing the statements for Relo review, you may have to make yourself available to answer any questions to the Relos, whether, you know, about these statements. So once the statement goes out to the Relos have to look at the objection statements against the application. They also could look at, the application statement themselves and all of the comments that were received about this objection, starting from the comment from IMIA and the feedback that has been put on the Dot Health wiki page. The Railroads cannot modify the statements. If they disagree with the statements, then they have to reject the statement, because there's no way to modify it in any form or fashion. They can't change the substance of it. Okay, so each Relo has to look at each of the 5 objection statements and decide whether it wants to support or not support the objection statement as is. So the Relos, for example, can look at the objections and decide, for example, that it may look at one application and find that its safeguards are good enough. For example, and therefore support that one and then deny the others. It's entirely up to the Relos. Sorry. So does everybody understand that? Because I want to make sure that once it starts, because there's not much time for the Relos to handle this information. So we have to be very consistent what we tell them. Does anybody have any questions?
Yes.
Go ahead.
This is Stadia Vivanco. The question is, We should make clear that the railers understand what is going to be the input required from them. And so I would suggest that we make it very explicit if they have only two options, yes or no, or if they have any other in-between option that, to modify the statement at this point. I don't believe that's the case, but if not, we should spell it out so there are no confusions. That's what
understood.
Thank you.
Agreed. Yes, thank you, Sylvia. Yes, the only options are, do you support the statement, the objection statement against community, the community objection statement against applicant, whatever, against Thought Health? Yes, no. There's no abstain or anything like that. I mean, they have to give either an affirmative or a negative. Eduardo, go ahead.
Yeah, this is a wonderful record. The other question I have is, can we go, do they have to approve them in a block or by application?
They have to expedite each of the applications.
Okay, so they might. I'm sorry, this is a wrong case. So there might be a case that, you know, that one RALO approved two, and other ones approved other two, and then a third one approved one. You know, that can happen.
Yes, directly that can happen. Yes, Eduardo. Thanks for that question. Yes, and yes, but that can happen. So what happens at the end of it? All the wheelers have to respond on them, because if an objection statement against a particular application gets the support of three or more wheelers, then the ALAC has to then consider whether to accept that advice. So if at the end of next week, all the five wheelers have responded, and let's say two of the applications, all five wheelers supported, and the other three applications, there was no support. Right? So then the ALAC is only going to look at those two applications that the wheeler advised to support. And the ALAC will then have to decide whether to accept the wheeler advice or not. Do I make that clear?
Yes. This is Eduardo again for the record. It's clear. And I'm just curious about our process because I remember last Friday that, you know, I think we said that if we didn't pass the objection for all five of them, it would have not gone to the RALO. And here the RALO can object only on some of them. Not if in all of them.
I'm not sure what you mean. This is Dave, thanks. Well, just to clarify, I mean, the RALO can't support all five objection statements.
This is Eduardo. Maybe I didn't express myself well. The review committee.
The review group. Oh, okay, sorry.
The review group had to pass all five applications, an objection for all five applications, otherwise we would have not sent it to the RALO. Is that correct? Same.
Okay, now I understand the question. Okay, this is Dave. The answer is no, we did not have to if we felt one statement was deficient in some way, we could say, okay, well, and if there was consensus, there was near consensus that we should not send that one statement because, I don't know, if the wording is bad or, you know, whatever the reason is, it's not ready, it's not complete or whatever, then we could hold it back. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, so it could have been that we could have sent four to the RALOs instead of the five. I misunderstood that last time. I thought we had to have all of them. We have to have pass all objection for all of them in order to go from our committee to, you know, to the next step.
Well,
so you answered the question.
Okay, yeah. So remember, the concern was for the, I was regarding this IDN and whether the IDN should have, was appropriate to be included in as part of the five, because you know what, and the question was, of course, well, this, what does Yanking translate to, health, or does it translate to healthy?
Yeah,
so that was the.
So, yeah, this is a, yeah, I understood that. Okay,
right.
It's not a problem. I just
okay.
Wanted to understand.
Thank you. Okay, and I'm seeing Gart is now entering the room. Okay, hi Gart. Aziz, well, I hope you've been following the conversation. So, are you ready to give any opinion as to whether the five statements are, in your opinion, ready for review, ready for RELO review or not?
Yes, I agree with all the persons.
Okay.
But if you can give to the RALO another option, for example, abstention.
The question is, all right, thanks, Aziz. The question is whether can we give the RALOs an option to abstain? The answer would be no, really, because even if RALOs were to abstain, abstaining would mean, well, voting no, as to not supporting the statement. So.
Okay.
So a hypothetical example again, if all five RALOs were to say abstain on this one application for whatever reason, then the ALAC cannot consider the RALO advice. It needs a positive three or more RALOs to support the application.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I hope that answers the question. Sorry about that. Hope you're on the call now. Just to summarize what has happened so far, the five statements were uploaded to the agenda. The review group has looked, I went through the summary of what has happened in terms of Antoine's response. Your question and Antoine's response. The review group members on the call, Adela, Aziz, Eduardo, Fatimata, Kenny, Hiro, have said that the objection statements are in a form ready for RALO review. So I just want to know if you have any opinions or thoughts on that. And apologies for this cough, everyone. Actually, I've now seen Gart is not on the EC room. Is he on the call?
This is nothing. No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, sorry. Well, it was probably just not so far. God did not hear this. All right. But any other comments or questions regarding the RALO review aspect? One of my immediate action items is to actually work. Sylvia, please go ahead.
Yes, this is Sylvia Vivanco. I just wanted to make a suggestion, if I may, that once you make a decision on to release the statements for the RALO review, as there may be some questions or perhaps confusion on what is the exact course of action for each RALO, what about having a conference call where the review group, and particularly UDEF, can brief the RALOs on the five statements and explain the course of action, so that they have a very clear picture on what exactly they need to do and why. because otherwise there could be some confusion and emails going back and forth, and that could delay the process. That's only a suggestion for the groups to consider. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. This is Steve. Actually, that's not a bad idea. I think that, you know, if we were to have a conference call with the RELO leaders, mind you, some of the review group are involved in the RELO, as Bogart is the NRALO chair. But having a conference call with the RELO leaders, you know, the chair and secretariat of each RELO, that could be, you know, that would be good. I guess the question would be what day could that conference call be? Today is Monday, so do you think a call with an appropriate timing could be done by, say, Wednesday or Thursday?
This is staff. Yeah, that's fine. This is Heidi. I'm sure that would be fine. Natalie, and I'm just actually working with Gisela. I'll let Gisela know that right now. Do you want to send out a doodle? What would you like to do?
Well, I think so, because obviously the RELOs have to come in and so forth. So, I mean, it is for the RELO leaders to, you know, to get to be able to answer any questions regarding what's being asked of them. So.
Okay. I'm just thinking. Let me just work with Gisela for just a moment, and I'll get back to you on that.
Okay. Thank you. Any other thoughts from the review group members? Regarding the idea of having a conference call or a briefing or Q&A just like this with the RELO leaders? Would that be anyone has any thoughts on that?
Fatimata,
please go ahead.
Yes, I think it's a good idea. To have those conference calls, but when it comes to Afalo, I think we need translation.
Ah.
Or if it's only for fellow readers, it might be okay. But when we have to send the statements to the RALOs for review, we might have problems with the language.
Mm-hmm. Well, understood.
And let's have some updates, maybe just to explain why it was rejected. Why we are suggesting an objection? I don't know. But I'm sure that for Afalo, the majority of ILSs, they speak French.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Fatimata. And I see Aziz is also agreeing with you on that. Well, I think, yes, so I think, well, we should perhaps have interpretation. Just one thing, Heidi, and possibly as a suggestion, perhaps you can have, if the need calls for it, you can have two conference calls, meaning that... because, I mean, I know it's going to be very hard for all five regions to be able to come in on one call. So, Heidi, go ahead.
This is Heidi. Thank you, Deb. Yes, excellent idea. If we could just get a doodle out to all of the regions, maybe to first thing Europe time tomorrow, and then we can announce it, maybe plan, get some times on Thursday. There are some times that most regions are available, just a few, and if not, we can hold two.
Yeah.
Would everyone be on this team be available for Thursday? It would be around 19 to 2100 for the most part, UTC.
Okay.
So around this time?
This is Dave. I would commit myself to that, sure. But whatever times. I mean, I want to make sure all the realers do understand what has to happen here.
That's an excellent idea. I think this would be a good reason to have a call with the RELOs.
Yeah.
RELO leaders.
Okay. Yeah. Or if anybody else in the RELO is interested in it, obviously.
Yeah,
you know,
just so this is for the RELO. This is for the RELO chairs only, or the RELO officers. So that would be vice chair.
RELO officers. Well, maybe RELO maybe. Officers. Well, yeah, RELO
okay,
officers.
And then, okay, so then you're going to ask them to forward this information to their ALSs, or do you want them to just be able to explain it on monthly calls? What's the objective of this call then? The end objective.
Okay, the main objective is to inform them to ensure that they fully understand the notice that will be going out regarding the RELO review, if they have any questions or comments or clarifications needed as to what is being asked of them. That's the real thing. You know, it's not really to, you know, have the debate about the applications as such. Sorry.
Okay. So my only question is that in about 7 hours there's going to be an APRALO monthly call. Did you want to be on that call, or do you want
I'll be on that call. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah. And of course I'll be working, the action item will be to work on this statement to get it out to the RELOs. Okay. God, I see you in, out, and now you're back in. So, are you able to hear me? Going once, going twice. Ah, good. Okay, God. Just to repeat what has happened. On the call, the five objection statements were posted on the agenda page. The review group members on the call, Adela Dansu, Aziz, Eduardo, Kenny, Euro, agreed that the statements were in a form ready for RELO review. We discussed the comments that were received, namely the question you had posted to the wiki and Antoine's response. There was no real comment. There was no substantive comment on that point. So I just wanted to know whether you have any. What are your thoughts about the five statements for each of the applications? Including the IDN one, and if you have any questions or comments. The question, did staff ever get the answer to the question regarding the IDN? To date, I don't think there was a response from the new GTLD staff. Heidi?
This is Heidi. I did... send that over to the new GTLD team, and they said that they're looking into it. They are aware of the urgent nature of the question, and they said that they'd get back ASAP on that.
Okay, I see Gott is typing. Okay, well, God is saying, well, he can't support moving forward on that objection until we have an answer regarding the IDN query. Okay, well, God, can you? Is there any way for you to hear your voice? Okay, great. Fantastic. That'll be great. Well, while Garth is getting connected to the either AC or the audio bridge, Any other thoughts, questions, comments regarding the next steps? Okay, well, not, I'm seeing Fatima typing, but so if I may beg your indulgence, I'll just, let's wait till God gets in the call, and then we can have a discussion on the IDN issue.
I'm just typing to say that I'm
going to
leave.
Oh, okay. All right, Fatima. Okay, well, thanks. Thanks for attending the call. Can't take care.
Thank you, Dave.
So let's see. Kenny, I don't know if you want to have it. Do you have any thoughts regarding this IDN application from Stabletone Limited, and as to whether the IDN Yang King, and I don't know if I'm really pronouncing that correctly, whether that those two characters, do they translate to the noun health or the adjective healthy? I don't know if you're able to answer that question.
Yes. The IDN character, two character, actually, they convert to healthy.
Oh.
You hear me?
Yes, actually, sorry, Kenny. Yes, I can hear you now. Could you repeat what you said?
Oh, yes. The two characters stand for IDN actually was traditional Chinese character. They represent him for the healthy, correctly.
Okay. Because there's been some debate as to whether, that those two characters could, those exact same two characters for the IDN application can be used for the noun health. So
yes, correct.
What are your okay? So it can be for both.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it can be for both. Okay.
Yes, for both. Yes.
This is Garth. I'm actually on the call now.
Oh, hi, God. Glad you could make it.
I've been following what Kenny has just said. I mean, it seems like we have a couple, different answers to the question, but definitely healthy seems to be the more, the appropriate, and it can possibly mean health. So I think that, after that, it goes to the applicant's intent, which we don't know yet.
Well, this is Dave. And thanks, God, and thanks for getting on the call.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it then be left up to the realists to make that decision? To then say, well, okay. Sorry. We looked at the application and we don't agree that this IDN is being targeted by the comment originally from IMIA and therefore the statements, and therefore reject it?
This is Garth. Well, I would tend to disagree. I think that if the applicant categorized the application as .health, at that point, I don't feel like there is an issue and it should probably stay, the objection should probably stay where it is. If the applicant intended it to be healthy, I think it's a completely different situation than the other four, and shouldn't be bundled within those four. And I'm not sure how we deal with that, but I don't think it's I don't think it would be appropriate for it to be listed with the other four.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is Dave. Thanks, Scott. I went through this conversation before, and I've, some time ago, way back when, on the new GTLD working group. I mean, the intent is here is that the IDA band objection process is to, well, for any community that thinks that the string implicitly or explicitly targets them. So even though it's not, Olivier? Well, all right. Olivier, please go ahead, and then I'll continue. Go ahead, Olivier.
Thank you, David, it's Olivier for the transcript. I was not meant to stop you from speaking, so please finish your sentence and then...
Well, I don't mind. It gives me a chance to recover my voice, so...
Sure, okay, thank you. It's Olivier for the transcript record. I just wonder, I wanted to ask Kenny, which is great to have a Chinese speaker here, does the characters there, so if I understand correctly, they mean both health and healthy. So do you mean that in Chinese, healthy or health is written the same way?
Basically, the only difference is one is a noun, one is an adjective. So health will be a noun, healthy will be an adjective. But for the two character Chinese character, IDN character, basically it's not very clear identify whether it's a noun or adjective. Because based on verbal Chinese speaking, they can simply imply for both. But for a formal Chinese speaker, and the two characters most likely imply for the noun, that means health, not healthy.
Okay. All right, Kenny. Yes, we heard you, Kenny. Thanks. Olivier, any follow-up?
No, that's all. Thank you. No, very, very interesting. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. One of the examples I used was that, that where there was an intentional targeting was because, if there was a hypothetical example of, say, I'm seeing Eduardo come in. I'm glad to rest my voice. So, Eduardo, go ahead.
This is Eduardo for the record. The way I see it is that healthy and health, Kenny is saying, they are not mutually exclusive here. I mean, it can be either one. I mean, if one doesn't go, the other doesn't go. I mean, you cannot actually say, well, it will go this way and or this other way. I mean, they are not mutually exclusive. They are an and. Healthy and the other one. To me, if one doesn't go, the other doesn't go either. That's the way I mean, you cannot separate healthy and health. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Eduardo. My question is this, and I posted this in the Google document before, was that, given the possibility that by looking at the two characters, an end user is going to be may see those characters and may think it immediately means health as opposed to healthy. And therefore, wouldn't that be sufficient means that, the fact that it can be misconstrued to be interpreted either way, therefore that's the reason for why it should be included as part of the objection comments that have been raised regarding the dot health and so forth? God, please, take the floor.
Well, this would just be my suggestion, is that I guess in order to avoid any kind of potential prejudice, I just say separate it from the other four. I mean, and just have it be a separate statement. And maybe that's a lot of work. I'm not sure. I'm just concerned that if the applicant intended one use of the word in Chinese, regardless of what, you know, what it may mean to some people, I think we're sending a statement to the RALOs when we include all five together. And what
okay.
we're saying, what we're saying as a review group, is that they all mean the same thing, and that the applicant may not have intended that it mean the same thing, but we don't know this yet, and that's the question I'm trying to get to.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Well, when you say it's bundled together, remember just to make sure we're clear on this, the RALOs have to look at each of these five applications separately, and are going to vote. They're going to be sending five yes or no votes on each of the five applications. So in that sense, they are separate. Unless I misinterpreted what you're saying.
Well, this is Garth again. I mean, in terms of the presentation, is this going to be presented to the RALOs as a single document?
Well, this is going to be the next drafting thing for the next few hours. Most likely, what I will do is create the update the wiki page or create a new wiki page on it, and then list the four apps. So what I think I understand now what you're trying to say, though. So what you're saying is that the RALOs need to consider the following: application against dot health by applicant so and so, and provide a link. And you list the four applicants for the .health ASCII version. And then the application by Stabletone Limited for, and put and list the IDN and put health or / healthy. Would that make it? Is that what you're saying?
This is Garth.
So instead of saying five applications for .health, is that what you heard?
Yeah, this is Garth again. I just would say, make it clear as far as the RALOs are concerned in their viewing of it, that they are really voting on five different items, and they're not
right.
voting on one item that is, you know, in it, that five items that are in a single document.
Okay.
Just that may cause some confusion.
I understand what you're saying, yes. Well, there's no one statement. There's going to be five separate statements. So, and the ALAC, and that's why the RALOs have to submit to the ALAC their opinion on each one. So they're going to have to say yes or no to, do you support the objection statement on community grounds by, on this statement? And yes, it's yes or no. They can't modify it. If they don't like the logic or they don't like anything in it, or they don't like the statements from what the what the applicants have responded already from on the wiki page, they can reject it. So there's going to be five yes or no's. So, Olivia, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, David. It's Olivia for the transcript record. So I'm just wondering about one thing. This working group, this review group, is supposed to provide recommendations on whether there should be or should not be a an objection notice. Now, if you do these all five in separate votes, at that point, what would your recommendation be for each one of these? Would it be you would like an objection on each one of those five, or would you say on the four we would have an objection, on the fifth one we don't know because we might be split?
Well, I suppose what we can say is this is Dave. Thanks, Olivia, for the question. I would say that the way to do it would be that based on the information we had as of the decision that we'd had to draft the statements, there's been we could outline the several of the concerns. That, for example, regarding Yangqing, there's been some discussion as to whether the character, well, whether the characters can be meant for healthy or health, and whether they should be incorporated, something to that effect. But I get a little worried because then it's just going to be making it more confusing. That would be my initial thinking here. And I mean, how should I put it? The other thing, going back, you know, the one of the applicants has taken an interest and have replied to the IMIA's comments and so forth. So the realists need to take those things into account and decide whether, well, for example, does what the applicant has written, do they agree that maybe the protections are good enough and therefore they don't support the application, they do not support the objection because they feel satisfied that there are enough protections, there's no detriment caused and so forth. So I hope that answers the question, or am I confusing it more? Okay, well, not hearing anything. Let's see, anybody else wants to make a comment? Adela, your thoughts? Before they answer, I'm seeing God saying, "Well, they need an answer from staff." Let's say that by the time the new GTLD staff responds, it's going to be like Friday or something like that. Then it's going to be much too late to make any decision to send to Reloads or not. So, Olivier, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, David. It's Olivier for the transcript. I fail to understand God's question here. He wants to know whether the applicant meant healthy or health, but the string itself, when users will use the internet, will mean health or healthy. But as far as the user is concerned, they will be able to read it one way or another. So in any case, the string itself is equivalent to .health. That's my personal point of view. The intent of the applicant themselves doesn't really affect the meaning of the string itself.
Yes, it's the effect that whether they feel that the string is targeting their community, as and that's what this objection statement is about.
But then it's Olivier again. Then, of course, in voting, the review group members, and I gather also the RALOs, will be looking at the actual application, and from the application, if the application says healthy, I gathered that the applicants were of Chinese origin, and that in China, health and healthy are just one and the same thing. There are some words in the English language which might be defined in the English language, but in other scripts and languages, one word means more than one thing, and one way of writing it means more than one thing.
Okay, yeah.
So, then, of course, it's just left to interpretation at that point. That's all. Thanks.
Okay. All right, yeah, I could see that. Okay, yeah, and I take that point, Olivier. I see that Adela and Europe agrees with you. Garth.
Well, this is Garth again. Thank you, Olivier. You've actually helped make my point a little bit. The application for the IVN string that we're talking about, it includes a definitions of health or healthy, which are not necessarily covered by this community objection. it actually gets into areas that I do not believe from the reading of the objector are included. And they tend more to the definition of healthy than they do to the definition of health. Health in the context of the objector's statement seems to be health in the context of an industry, of a health industry. And healthy is not an industry. And you also mentioned how, you know, the Chinese, in terms of culture, their interpretation may be slightly different and may include a lot of things that are not necessarily part of what is a health industry. And I think that that's actually part of the problem, and it may actually explain why this objection doesn't necessarily match that particular application, because it includes a lot of things that are, I guess, you could consider wellness, well-being, holistic, whatever you want to call it, you know, maybe traditional medicine that aren't necessarily part of what is considered to be the health industry that the objector is trying to protect. And that's why I think it makes a difference whether they intended healthy or health. Okay, thanks.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Scott. Okay, well, just to say Adela's and Aziz has had to leave the call because it's now we're now coming up to the top of the hour. Actually, that's a very good comment from Adela. Okay, just to read it for the record, for the transcript, Adela writes that I'm well aware that the comments are far from being perfect, and the main challenge we faced was actually the lack of sufficient comments and involvement from the communities the at-large is supposed to represent. But this whole endeavor is a pioneer work for everybody. Okay, well, thanks again, Adela, for that comment. And I see plus one on from Adela. And Adela continues, so we should at least give it a try with what we have. Okay, thanks, Adela. Take care. And thanks again for the efforts in being the pen holder on these statements. God, let me ask a question here, because I think Olivia, I think brought up the nuance. You know, there are English words that can mean two different things. So when one looks at the domain name or one clicks on the domain and they see it in their browser window, they can interpret it as one way or the other. But given the fact that, this is my thinking here, and again, this is what I said in the Google Doc, that given that it is implicit association, irrespective of what the application said, that it can be misconstrued as being part of the dot health community and so forth, and therefore the objection statement should be then be drafted on that regard. Garth?
Yes, thank you. This is Garth again. To answer your question, my concern doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily about It's because if the applicant intended that it be healthy, then the objection as written does not necessarily match that. It doesn't cover that. And if you're talking about nuances of words, I mean obviously any TLD can be hacked for somebody else's use, and words in different languages have many, many different meanings, can mean different things to different people. I mean, for example, the string in English, WIND, can mean to wind a watch, or it can refer to the weather, it can refer to a wind. Those are two completely different meanings. Now, to use this as a hypothetical, if someone were to submit an application and their application specified that they're going to use this to refer to watches, into mechanics on a watch, and that only. But an objector submitted an objection stating that, you know, well, I represent the weather community, and the weather community has a problem with wind-related domain names. I mean, I think we're dealing with a much more narrow issue than that between healthy and health. But I think what I'm saying is still a good example, because the objection does not match the applicant's intent. And what I'm saying is that that application shouldn't be bundled with applications that are much clearer in their intent. That's probably a better way to put it. The other four applications for .health are much clearer about wanting to be for the health industry. The IDN version is not as clear-cut as that, and it's not as delineated, I guess, is the word we're using, as the other ones are. Thank you.
Okay. Well, then, let me just say as a way forward, given that there was no consensus for releasing the five statements for available review, would it be appropriate to then just say, they have an objection. You see, I think I understand what you mean by the grouping, but in reality, they're not grouping. All the objection statements are going to be listed separately, in the sense of objection statements against this applicant for this string, objection statement by this applicant for this string. You know, so it's not really grouped together. There are going to be five PDFs. So, once it's done like that, and I mean, especially for like AP Rallo, I think they can, and if they have an AP Rallo call in 7 hours, I'm seeing Eduardo's comment. You know, they could also, I think they could probably also have a strong debate as to, you know, whether this statement really was meant to target it in that sense or not, and therefore, well, support or reject it. And it's fine for them to do that. Garth, go ahead.
Thank you, Dev. This is Garth again. I'll just make clear what I think is a possibility, a hypothetical possibility. If because dot healthy, this IDN, which could mean both words, it still falls under the umbrella, the same umbrella as the other four. And if we're making a decision here that it's more or less the same meaning, and we continue to treat it in the same way as the four other strings, which are much more specific. And let's say that we move forward with this objection. Let's say that the objection is upheld by the community, and the objections go forward. And then later it's found out, which we don't know at this moment, that the applicant completely intended it to be dot healthy and no other meaning, and that it was actually ICANN staff that categorized it as dot health. I think that they would then have a basis for a lawsuit, I think that we would be looked at as not, you know, paying close enough attention to the details. And I'm just saying that knowing what staff did may help resolve this ahead of time.
All right. Just to clarify what happens in the dispute resolution process. Remember, it's not just the filing of a paper that automatically that's it. Let's say the RELOs support, there's majority support of RELOs for an objection statement, and then the ALAC also then decides to agree with it. What happens then is that the objection statement is filed, and a copy is sent to the applicant. Okay? And remember, it's all separate applications. You have to pay separate filing fees of every single one. So now what happens is that the applicant has an opportunity to respond to those claims. Okay? And the applicant, I mean, so in other words, it's not as if it's an automatic they get the statement, and you know, there's a process where it's studied, it's scrutinized, and so forth. So the applicant has the opportunity to respond, and in fact, technically, the applicant could respond while the realtors are doing the reviews as well. But my point is that during the dispute resolution process, the applicant has the opportunity to respond within 30 days from the filing of the objection. And then what happens is that the dispute resolution service provider then, he may ask follow-up questions from both the applicant and or the objector. And of course, they have certain time frames for that. And then the dispute resolution service provider, you know, adjudicates. So my point is that it goes all the way to the dispute resolution service provider, the applicant has the opportunity to respond and defend its position. Does that make my point clear, Euro? And apologies for taking more time on this, people. But go ahead, Euro.
Yeah, thank you. This is Yuri Lansipura for the Transcript Record. I think that since we are looking at these things from the point of at large, that is to say, from the point of the end users, to my mind, what impression a string creates in the mind of the end user is more important than the intent of the applicant. The other point is that there's only one Chinese speaker among in our group here, and Kenny, it's been great to have his comments. But I think I think Eduardo said that this is going to Apparello, and they have more perhaps understanding of the subtleties of the Chinese language on this point. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Yoru. Okay, I know this Kenny has been typing for quite a while. Yes, and when one uses the Google Dictionary, it shows the IDN for both health / healthy. Written two characters IDNs are usually used for nouns. And I use the Google Translate, and it pointed out the two things that as well. Okay, well, God, the thing is, most of the review group members felt the statement was good enough for releasing to the realtors, and the realtors can now, reject it, support or reject it. I take what you're saying about, grouping them together, and what I'll do, I'll try to emphasize that, it's really a separate application statement for, the objection statement is against the string Yang Ting, and let all the realtors make the decision. Do you think that perhaps the explanatory note, although I hesitate to use, I don't want to make the whole document a long document, but I could say, I could put something to wording to the effect that some review group members felt that, well, some sort of wording that says that, there was some interpretation as to whether the translated version of the intent of the applicant and or... I can't wordsmith it on the fly right now. But something to the effect that, there was concerns raised regarding the translation of this IDN could be used for health. And therefore, the objection statement was drafted with this in mind. And leave it at that. And let the realtors themselves make the decision as whether that is true or not. Or Would that be appropriate, Garth?
This is Garth. Thanks for asking. I mean, I'm really just looking for clarification and from mm-hmm. staff on the process. And I think if we're going to put that note in, we might as well say we didn't have a complete understanding of the process. I don't know.
Hmm. Well, we have to say that, you know, this is all based on all the information we had up to that point. You know, with the best intentions, this is what we came up with as of the comments received. The comments that were submitted and the discussions we had in previous calls, and as I say, leave it to the wheelers to object or to say, you know, the wheelers could either agree or disagree completely with it. So. Because unfortunately, God, the problem is I don't want to wait too long for this talk because then it's going to cut into the whole the time for the real review. In any case, you know.
Okay, I mean, like this is Garth. Like I said, I'm not trying to hold out the process. I mean, let's go forward with.
And if the points are raised that it was a miscategorization by staff or whatever, then fine. Then and by all means, you yourself can also make comments and so forth. If you want, but perhaps what I can also do is create a separate page on the wiki as well. And therefore it's viewed as a separate, so it's viewed as a separate objection type. But that, I think perhaps that might make it more acceptable. So that, so I'll create a wiki page with the characters, the two IDN characters, Yang King, and then so people can look at the comments based on that. How about that?
Well, this is Garth.
So it's not grouped as part of the four applicants for health.
It's Garth. I think that's a great suggestion. Yes.
Okay. All right. Great. I think I'll create a wiki page and do that too. Okay. Okay, well, I think it's now 20 minutes past the hour. I thank everybody for staying this long. Any other business? And going once, going twice, going thrice. Okay, great. All right, so we are going to release the statements for WLO review. I'll work on drafting the statement to the WLOs. Staff is going to coordinate times for two briefing calls to answer any questions regarding the process. Tentatively Thursday, I believe, and whatever time it is, I'll be there to answer any questions. Let's see. Anything else? And I will then create a separate wiki page for the characters Yang King, and so it will be listed separately from the four applications for health. But then put in the IMA comments and therefore the objection statement as drafted. And then, as I say, the wheelers can now make their points or their, well, support or not support the statement. Okay? Everybody's okay with this? Going once, going twice, going thrice. Wonderful. Okay, thank you, everyone. And just to repeat again, thank you again for the amount of meet calls on this. I mean, I think it's been about eight. This is going to be the eight calls within the month. I know that we've also been also taking like 90 minutes at some point. So thanks again for this, for your great efforts. Okay, by now, let's leave it, and call is now adjourned.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks everyone again.
Thank you very much, Dave.
All right.
Thank you.